everybody. This is Anna. This is how are you guys doing today? Sorry to cough in your ear. You know, I have a little bit of, you know, allergies today. But, you know, the show shall go on. If you don't know who I am, this is Anna Sisk. I am an entrepreneur with the network marketing industry. I like to talk about life, business, and mindset. And today I just want to talk about something that really, really, really stuck out to me because I didn't have the best night last night, I'll tell you. I struggled a little bit, you know, I sleep was just wasn't coming, and I had a, you know, a little bit of an allergy sinus thing going on. And so, like I said, I wasn't feeling the best. So anyway, but I woke up very motivated. I woke up very motivated anyway, and I just had to shake off whatever I was going through. And, just wanted to really get this out to you guys because I think that this is really important, a really important topic that I should talk about, and you should share it with everybody you know, because I know everybody has some type of, you know, dealings with this situation, of situations getting in the way of your dreams. Now, you know, and the topic is don't let anything kill your dreams. I think that a lot of the times we have certain circumstances that happen, whether it's illness, whether it's relationships, whether it's anything. Excuse me, I'm going to clear my throat. But with anything, you know, you have it get in the way of, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. And, you know, you're trying to move forward. You're trying to do things, you know, you're trying to go bigger. You're trying to go harder. And sometimes you just, you know, it just never gets to the point because somehow, you know, there's something or someone or, you know, circumstance, whatever it is, that gets in the way of your dreams and your goals. And, you know, maybe you're not feeling your best, you know what I'm saying? And when you don't feel good, it's hard to do good. You know what I'm saying? It's really, you know, one of those things that if you know, you're not feeling well and you're tired and you're overworked, you know, and I think that's probably what happened to me is that I run myself so hard, you know, I do so much in my home and I take on a lot of tasks as a woman, but, you know, and I don't realize that my body gets burnt out, you know, really fast if I go too hard. And so I know better, you know what I'm saying? And I always tell myself, Anna, don't go so hard because, you know what I'm saying, you always push yourself and then the next day, you know, you don't end up feeling the best because, you know, you went too hard the day before. And, you know, I just push myself and keep pushing and pushing. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it just, you know, it just doesn't work out for my benefit. But regardless, there is a new day and there is a new morning and I have to get up and wake up motivated regardless. I don't have people to motivate me. So I motivate myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of those type of people that I don't need much to get motivated. I don't need much to push me. Regardless of what I went through the night before, the day before, whatever circumstances, I still always keep pushing forward. Why? Because it's just circumstances, you know? Today I might not be feeling the best. I might have got the best sleep. I might still be tired. Whatever, you know, happened, you know what I'm saying? Or if I was to get into a, you know, some type of verbal, you know, disagreement with someone or, you know, have, you know, discussions that, you know, we didn't agree on or something happened and a little falling out with somebody or something or whatever the situation was. I don't let it get to me anymore because I realize that I'm, you know, I have dreams, I have goals, I have things that I need to accomplish and I'm not going to let those get in the way. And there comes a time in your life when you have to look at things and say, you know what? Yeah, I might not feel the best. I might not, you know what I'm saying, have this going for me right now, or I might be dealing with some setbacks. I might be dealing with some things, but that doesn't mean that I can't push forward the next day. That doesn't mean that I can't give it my all the next day. That doesn't mean that I have to sit there and be depressed and saddened and let things just kill my dreams or people kill my dreams just because, you know, they want to be ugly or the situation is just isn't going my way or I'm not feeling my best, whatever the situation is. And you have to just keep moving forward. I'm telling you, just remove all the toxic thoughts from your head. Stop telling yourself you can't do something. Stop telling yourself, you know, that you can't do it today because you don't feel good or whatever the situation. Not unless you really do feel really awful. I mean, I'm not going to recommend that if you have a fever of 104, you know, and you don't feel good, you know, to keep pushing, because sometimes you got to relax and let yourself get better, right? If you're not feeling well to that point, you know, in that, under those circumstances, I understand. But if you had, you know, something happened the day before and, you know what I'm saying, you don't wake up feeling the best about what happened the day before, or whatever the situation is, you still got to wake up and just keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? And realize that no matter what people say or people do, or the way things look right now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be in the situation 6 months from now, a year from now. You are going to be in a totally different place on this date and time next year, okay? You're not going to be doing the same thing next year, you know, at the same time. It's not going to be the same. You know what I'm saying? Things change. Life moves really fast. And, you know, you could be in a totally different place, you know, next time, this time next year. You know, once I remember I had talked to a certain lady that was going through some stuff, and I told her the same thing. She was going through some financial situations, and, you know, she just wasn't happy where she was in life. And I said, you know, if you keep pushing, you're not going to be in the same place this time next year. You're going to be in a totally different place. And that's exactly what happened. And so she is a firm believer of what I was telling her, because what I said did come true for her. And, you know, you have to be really mindful of the things you say to yourself every day, the things you that come out of your mouth, the actions you take, and the belief system that you have. Because if you sit there and sulk in whatever situation you're in, you're going to stay there and you're going to become very saddened. You're going to be very depressed and you're going to be, you know, stuck in that situation. You know what I'm saying? And as far as being around toxic people and toxic situations, you know, those are the easiest to overcome, because all you have to do is remove yourself from those people. Remove yourself from situations. If you see somebody verbally attacking you, you don't have to sit there and argue with people. You don't have to sit there and have conversations with them. You don't have to sit there and listen to what they have to say to you about whatever they think of you. You can walk away. Easy. It's the easiest thing to do. And I've learned to master that craft. I've learned to master, as soon as people bring me toxic situations, I will walk away from you. I will look at you in the face, not say anything, and I will literally walk away, because I don't need to listen to you. I don't need to listen to what you have to say, and I don't need to agree with it. You know what I'm saying? It's that simple. And and the beautiful thing about that is that you have the power to do so. You have the power to do so. And you just have to be, you know, that person to say, you know what? I don't want to hear it right now. I'm not in the mood. I don't need to listen to this. I'm walking away from you, and walk away. And that way you avoid conversation and confrontation sometimes with people. Okay. And, you know, sometimes people just want to bring you their BS and just, you know what I mean? And beat you down so low and tell you what you are, what you don't do, and what you aren't. You know, and you know, you sit there and take it like punches to the face all the time. And you're just, you know, dealing with these people. And all it is a bunch of toxic negativity energy coming towards you. And like I said, you don't have to give people that much power, you know, take their power away and walk away. It's that simple. And as far as, you know, when people try to kill your dreams and tell you about your dreams and stuff like that, and tell you that you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that, if you feel that that's going to get you to your goal of what you are doing right now, if you feel that it's a healthy way to move in your business, in your life, then by all means, keep going. You know what I'm saying? Don't let people and their words tell you what you need to do with your life. You see what I'm saying? Because it's really easy to get stuck when you're just a people-pleasing kind of person, when you're like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't do that. And maybe I'll do something else, or maybe I'm not going to do this. And you come into agreement with people. And that's a very dangerous place to be if you are in business, and if you are in, you know, trying to live your life, to constantly agree with everybody just to be their friend, just so they'll like you, just so they'll stay in your life. You know what I'm saying? It's to me, it's like, yeah, they're going to be happy, with your answer. But are you going to be happy with your answer? Are you going to be happy with your decision? You see what I'm saying? We could listen to everybody, our family, our moms, dads. You know, my mom had a whole concept of what I should have been, what my life should have turned out to be. She had a whole vision of what she wanted me to be. And I stopped her in her tracks and I told her, I said, Mom, my life isn't your life. My life is my own. And there's no way, you know what I'm saying, that I'm supposed to do what you want me to do. I'm a grown woman. I make my own decisions, you know, like there's no, you don't have a say so in my circumstances in life because I choose my own path. You have to let me fly. You have to let me do things my way because this is my life. And unfortunately, sometimes you have to tell your parents, hey, you know, I know you want the best for me. I know you want me to do this, but I'm choosing to do that. And whether they like it or not, it's your life. You see what I'm saying? And it's really hard to say that to your parents because they want what's best for you. You know, they do. But sometimes they don't have the best interest in your life because they just want to dictate it. They want to boss you around and tell you what to do, how to live your life and how it should be. And this is how it should go down because I think that this is how it should go. And unfortunately, that's not a good way to live your life, is to live your life for other people, you know, just because you want to please them and make them happy. You see what I'm saying? You have to do things that make you happy. You have to do things that you feel are good for you, because I'm telling you, at the end of the day, you are all you have. If everybody was to walk away from you, you are all you have. You see what I'm saying? You and God, and that is it. There's no one else. And so, you know, I live a very spiritual-led life where I am constantly guided and counseled by God. So therefore, I always seek His approval above anyone else's. I don't go by what my husband wants or my friends or my parents or, you know what I'm saying? I go by what God wants me to do. And I follow, and I'm following in that guide of trusting and having faith in a higher power. Now, not a lot of people have that kind of mindset, or, you know, that's not your goal to do that. And that's okay. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that if you don't choose to. But for me, it works, because then I know I'm guided on the right path. Then I know that I can't be steered off my goal. You see what I'm saying? So I always seek, you know what I'm saying, answers from my God. You see what I'm saying? So I think that for me, it works. You know what I mean? It works. And my life, you know, has been, you know, pretty much on its path of going where I want it to go, because I seek the counsel of God in a higher power. But I'm very spiritual. That's just who I am. And so for me, I live my life that way. You know what I'm saying? And it works for me. Now, I don't go by what people tell me, you know? I don't go by what people say to me and oh, well, I think you should do this, or I think you should do that, or, you know, I, you know, whenever someone starts with the I, you know, kind of be careful with that, because, you know, that's their opinion. You see what I'm saying? That's their, you know what I mean? And I mean, as far as friends go, people in your life too, they have a lot of say-so. They always feel like they have a lot of say-so in your life and what you should do and where you should go, and you know what I'm saying? In certain situations, you know, I mind my business when it comes to people asking me for advice. Sometimes I tell them, look, I don't have all the answers. Yeah, I can only tell you what I think. But at the same time, you know what I mean? You might not like my answer. Because for anyone that asks me for advice or guidance or whatever it is, I'm always very truthful. I don't have any lies in my mouth when it comes to telling you the truth about a situation. And I don't like to, you know, I filter out all the BS and I tell you the way it is. You know what I mean? The way I think it is. And whether you like the answer, that's something else. But I'm very truthful in my answers. You know what I mean? And I'm very, very honest, because I don't feel like there's any time to waste in life to listen to people's nonsense or to deal with people's nonsense. I feel like, you know, time is valuable, and, you know, there's not a lot of time. you know what I'm saying, in this world to, you know, sit there and tell people just what they want to hear. I tell them the truth and I tell them very honestly what it is. And sometimes people don't approach me for that reason, because they know that if I say something to them, it's going to be honest. And maybe they don't want to hear it. Maybe they don't want to know. You know what I mean? And that's okay. You know, I'm cool with that too, because, you know, but at least people know that if they're my friend or are in my life, or a partner in my life, or, you know what I'm saying, if I care about you as a person, I'm always going to tell you the truth when it comes to certain things that you ask me about. So, you know what I mean? That's just who I am. But I'm telling you guys, for you that have those people that just want to tell you what you want to hear and just are sitting there kissing your butt all the time, and you know what I'm saying, or those people that just are negative and toxic and just want to sit there and criticize everything you do, and you know what I'm saying, and the toxicity of some of the people that you guys let in your lives is the reason a lot of your lives are ruined, because you have a toxic partner, right? And I know I'm going to step on toes. You have a toxic partner that doesn't see the best in you, that doesn't bring out the best in you, that doesn't want the best for you, but yet you still seek this relationship because you think this person loves you. But I'll tell you right now, if a person really loves you, they are going to bring out the best in you. They're going to love you to the full capacity of how they can love you. And they're always going to be loyal and honest and good to you, and not hurt you, okay? Because if you're constantly crying and you're constantly upset and depressed, and you're just always unsure about the relationship, and your person is not consistent with what they're saying, they always do the opposite, then, I mean, sometimes you have to ask yourself, why do you allow these people in your life? Why do you constantly want something to work when this person doesn't bring you peace? You see what I'm saying? And trust me, I've been in those kind of relationships where, you know, I knew better than to be involved with someone that didn't bring me peace. But yet I still pursued the relationship because I thought that maybe, you know, it would be better. It would get better, and it never did. So, I mean, it's just sad because, you know what I'm saying? We stay in situations and in toxic relationships with toxic people, and those people just kill our dreams and our goals because we're just constantly just trying to please them and make them happy, and we're not even worried about ourselves. And then as far as, like I said, with friends and family, the same applies. You know what I'm saying? You just constantly are just people pleasing, and, you know, you're letting those people get into your head and steer you out of your dreams. And, you know what I'm saying? And then as far as sickness and, you know, your health wise, you know, I know that sometimes, you know, life happens to all of us, and we're not always going to feel good and, you know, and just be healthy. You know, sometimes things are going to arise where, you know, you're going to question it. Like, why is this happening to me? But at the same time, you know, you have to know that you can overcome whatever you're going through, that you're not always going to be sick, and this is not always going to be your life. And, you know, you can always make better choices, you know, and change your life. You know what I'm saying? Try to live healthier, try to eat healthier, try to work out, try to do good things for your body in order to restore the balance in your health. You know what I'm saying? I believe in my whole heart, and I really believe this from the bottom of my heart, is that if you're dealing with any type of health situation that is killing your dreams and that is just hindering you, the majority of the times, you know, I believe that we are just malnourished, you know, and not taking our vitamins and not really supplementing our health, you know, where we can, you know, take our health back. Because the majority of, you know, the ailments and the diseases that we have, you know, can be, you know, reversed if we do try to take better care of our health, eat better, you know what I'm saying, drink water, you know what I'm saying, just eat your vegetables, you know what I'm saying, try to do better, work out, have some type of consistent exercise regimen, and you're going to feel better. I mean, you'd be surprised what just a walk a day could do for you. Just a simple 15-minute walk. It's crazy. you know, it'll help your mental state of mind. It helps your muscles. It helps your body. You know, there's so much in this, you know what I'm saying? When you can just, you know, stay consistent with a health regimen, you know what I'm saying? And try. So there's so many things that can help you. But like I said, you know, we allow so many toxic things and people in our lives, even the way we eat, you know, all this toxic food. You know, you're not supposed to be eating out every day, but yet you do because you don't want to cook, or you know what I'm saying? You're just constantly, you know what I'm saying, drinking alcohol and smoking and, you know, I don't know, other stuff that you might do, but you know what I'm saying? Those things are not helping you. So you have to make a change. You have to change your environment. You have to change your habits. You have to change your mind. You have to change, because if you can whip your mind into shape, and I've always said this, if you can really master your thoughts, master your tongue, master the way you do life, you can overcome anything, and I mean anything, with just the right mindset. With just the right mindset every day, just wake up and motivate yourself to do better. Every single day, just do better. Just, it doesn't matter what happened the night before. There's no need to talk about it. Go into your new day and start anew. You don't have to be the happiest person. You don't have to, you know, always wake up happy, because nobody always wakes up happy. That's the misconception of social media, is that a lot of people look at people on social media and think that they have perfect lives. People look at my social media and think that my life is perfect. They think, wow, Anna's so lucky. She gets to eat lobster sometimes. She gets to go out to dinner. You know, she has, you know, all these parties, fun parties that she goes to. She has all these places she goes to. She, you know, she vacations. She's just her kids love her. You know, she has these beautiful little dogs, and she, you know, she has this beautiful little white picket fence house with a perfect little life. And she, you know, she's just, you know, she's got money, and she's, you know, she's just, you know, living her best life. And you know what I'm saying? But you guys don't see behind the scenes what my life is really like. You know what I'm saying? You guys see the beautiful pictures and the happy faces and all that stuff and the smiles. And don't get me wrong, I'm very happy when I take those pictures, okay? Most of the time. But there are times when I don't wake up happy. You know, there's not, you know, me and my husband are not always getting along, you know what I'm saying? And my kids and me, sometimes we disagree, and you know what I'm saying? And the dogs are acting crazy, you know, pooping and peeing all over the house. And I mean, it's just crazy sometimes, my life, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, there's just things that arise, and then we have to figure stuff out. And you know what I'm saying? We're not, you know, millionaires here, you know what I'm saying? You know, but we're not broke. But thing is everything we've built, you know, in this life, you know, me and my family, okay, has been through sweat, blood, and tears. And literally, I mean that. Okay? And life hasn't always been the best. You know, we went through some very hard times, very difficult things, you know, from all the way from bankruptcy to almost foreclosure to a cancer scare with my kid to, you know what I'm saying, my father dying of cancer, through my husband's father dying of cancer. I mean, it's just been a nonstop thing in our families of going through things and ups and downs and always struggles. And just, it's like, sometimes, you know, I really just am surprised at my own self and my own strength, because I have had to overcome so much in my life. And it really blows my mind that I can still wake up with a smile on my face and still be happy and motivated and still come on, do these podcasts, still come on social media and share my life with you guys, because I want you not to see the perfection in it, right? Because it's not a perfect life, but it's my life. And my struggles and my life of overcoming bad stuff can be done, because I've mastered my thoughts, because I've mastered my mouth, because I've mastered, you know, what I'm doing in my life. You see what I'm saying? And has it been easy? Hell no. No. But is it possible? Yes. Can you still, you know, overcome things? Can you still, you know, smile every day, and you can still overcome and love people even when they don't love you back? You know, can you still forgive people even though they hurt you? Yes. Can you still move forward even though you've had a hard life? Yes. I am living proof of that. Okay? Living proof that you can overcome anything. Depression, loss, you know what I'm saying? Poverty, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really. My husband and me were this close to losing our home. But I'm telling you, it is just amazing, you know what I'm saying, how life can change, how circumstances can change, how you can get, you know, to a better life, you know what I'm saying, through choice. You see what I'm saying? Because everything is a choice, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you that you guys all have the same choice. You just have to not let people or things kill your dreams. You understand? And this is what I'm trying to get to you. And God, I feel like crying, but I'm not going to cry because, you know, I get emotional when I think back at the past and I look how far we've come, you know, as a family. And it's not been easy. And I don't want to cry, but man, just looking back at those things, I just realize how far we've come and how, you know, how we fight. You see what I'm saying? And you have to fight. You have to fight the good fight. I'm telling you right now. You can't quit on yourself, and you can't give up on yourself, and you cannot let anything or anyone kill your dreams. I don't care what it is. You can't. You just can't. And you can overcome everything. Addiction, you know, suicidal thoughts, depression, you know, cancer, the loss of a family member, just everything, you name it, you can overcome it. And I'm a firm believer because I've lived it. And I just wanted to give you guys hope. And I'm just going to leave that there. I've already gone over almost 30 minutes into this podcast, and I hope that I've inspired you, and I've hoped I've moved you today to think more clear and become more, you know, solid in your decisions. Because trust me, you know, you can do it. If I did it, anyone can do it. I mean, you know, I'm no better than you. You know what I'm saying? We're all people. And I really want to see people win. I really do want to see people win this battle of life. Because trust me, life is hard. It is hard. But it is not impossible. And I love you guys. And I just hope that, you know, I've encouraged you guys to keep pushing and to really master your mind and thoughts and how you let people treat you. Because let me tell you, you know what I'm saying, you have the power to overcome whatever it is that you're going through. You just have to take your power back and know that you have the power to do it for yourself, okay? So if you just want to reach out to me and let me know if this helped you, reach out to me at Official Girl Boss Anna on Instagram, DM me. Would love to chat with you. And take care. You know, have a great, great, great day and week and month and year. Bye, guys.